So hello, everybody. Glad to be back and see you, all you guys. So just give you a really quick update about where we are in our telescope network science and what's new in our education here. So first, for those of you who have not heard of Las Cumbres Observatory, we are a observatory actually just right down the street, or we're based right down the street, and we're building a network of telescopes and putting them around the world for science and education. We'll have about 40-ish telescopes around the world. We'll have 0.4 meter telescopes, 1 meter telescopes, and 2 meter telescopes. And so, our aim is to have 24/7 all sky coverage. The yellow stars are confirmed locations or where we are already operating telescopes. We have a 2 meter telescope out in Hawaii and one in Australia. The blue dot is a 0.8 meter in Santa Ynez, which is just over the hills from Santa Barbara, and it's one of our one-off telescopes. We're getting a lot of good science and education off of it, and it's still only in engineering phase. The red dot is in China. We are still in negotiations with them, so that's why it's not yellow. It's not quite a confirmed site, but all of our fingers are crossed that we will have that one. So. If I had a really cool animation, I could show you the shadow that moves across the Earth, and you could actually see that no matter where the shadow is, we will always have telescopes within it. Hence our motto, we keep you in the dark. Okay. So here are just some couple pictures of our telescopes. This is our, up here is our 2 meter telescope. That particular one is in Maui. Its twin is in Australia. They are pretty much identical telescopes. These are our 0.4 meter and 1 meter telescopes that we are designing and building just over here. And these both are images of our telescopes that are actually being tested in our back parking lot. So not the best site for testing telescopes because a lot of bright lights and gotta love the marine layer living here. But we are actually getting ready to deploy our first 1 meter telescope in the next month or two out to McDonald Observatory in Texas. So we're all very excited by that. And our goal actually is to deploy more telescopes than babies are being born at Las Cumbres Observatory. We had about 3 born last year, so we're hoping to deploy at least more telescopes than that. So we'll see if we could do it. So our education program, last year I said that we are kind of in transition and moving into a new direction. Well, this is our new direction, is citizen science. Do you guys all know what citizen science is? So I don't really have to explain that. Okay, awesome. So these are some screenshots of our very first project, which is looking at transiting extrasolar planets. And this is using real data that has been unpublished. It's not cast off from astronomers' old data sets or anything. This is brand new, never looked at before data. So the citizen scientists are the first people to actually see this data. At the moment, we're only doing known transits. Eventually, we'd like to open that up and have some possible candidates in there. And so you can do a lot of follow-up with that. At the moment, you can do all of the photometry and light curve analysis entirely online, so no software downloads. And let's see here. And eventually, once the network is built, then they will actually be able to log on and use the telescopes as well. So start for finish, sorry, from start to finish, what an astronomer does. So plan the observations, take the observations, and do all the data analysis and everything completely online. And we will be adding more functionality to this project. It's fairly basic at the moment. We only launched it at the end of September. So we are still looking for users to test this out. Hint, hint. And then we'll be expanding this to more projects as well. We're already working on one for asteroids, and then following that is probably going to be a supernova project. All of our projects are going to align somewhat with our science goals. We also have a lot of other educational materials on our website. This is just a few examples that we have, Facebook, Virtual Sky, Starter Box, and these are all linked to off of our website. So they're all really good, either animations, interactive things that you guys can use. So, oh, and one thing I did forget to mention, we are working also on getting teacher resources together for all of our citizen science projects. So for those of you who are coming tomorrow, you guys will be guinea pigs for our first run at a teacher resource for Agent Exoplanet. All right, so the science that we do is time domain astronomy. So things that vary over long time scales or short time scales, or things that go bump in the night. So like supernovae, they go off, we have to move to them very quickly, and then we can observe them for really long periods of time. So our primary science goals are extrasolar planets and supernovae, but we do a lot of other things. You know, the ones up here, a whole lot more than I'm not even going to list, but if you're interested, I can talk to you guys more about that later. And we also do a lot of follow-up. So we're not, we're going to have telescopes around the world and multiple telescopes at each site, but we're not a survey group. We work with a lot of surveys, but we also specialize as a follow-up for following up all the alerts that come out. As I said, we'll have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week observing, and we'll have quick response times. So we can get to an object, so a new supernova that goes off or a GRB, we'll be able to get to these objects very, very quickly, especially because we will have telescopes all over the world, and we'll be able to observe them for long periods of time. We also work a lot with collaboration. So as I just said, we work with a lot of survey telescopes. We also work with a lot of groups and universities, including UCSB. And one of our, I don't know how many of you guys have seen this picture. It's made astronomy picture of the day. And it's been in a lot of publications. This is a supernova that went off earlier this year, last year, we're in 2012 now, aren't we? And we were one of the very first telescopes actually to get onto the supernova, and this particular one actually helped constrain some of the parameters for the star that blew up. So it's a very exciting, two papers in Nature were actually just published using data from our telescopes about this object. So for more information, you know, check out our website. We have a lot of resources on there. Check out our Citizen Science Project. It's a lot of fun to play with. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So any questions? Oh, and also before I forget, a quick note for you guys coming tomorrow. We will do one shuttle run. So we've already had one volunteer to carpool, so if anybody else has a car and is willing to carpool, please do. We would really appreciate that. And we'll be leaving the Best Western at 8:30 sharp. So be there a few minutes early so we can sort that stuff out.
What about the afternoon? You said you're going to call it
that. The afternoon, we will do one shuttle run, either back to the hotel or the airport.
So which one?
Both. So if you need to go straight to the airport, we'll drop you off at the airport. It's from 9 to 1 tomorrow.
Any other questions? Well, let's
Well, that brings us, I guess, to the end. I would like to thank the Herb and the speakers, if any of them are left, for a wonderful, incredible set of lectures. Let's thank them. And, of course, Jocelyn. And Dan. As you know, did a lot of work over the last few months getting you all informed and here and hopefully taken care of. And thank you all for coming. And we'll continue. I hope you'll continue to come. And please inform all of your colleagues. You don't have to keep it a secret. We still have room. You can come back, but inform your colleagues. It's the best way to...